Let's welcome our next two contestants, Georgia Andrews and Monique Sully.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, Georgia, Monique, we're going to break it down. Let's get real for a second. I just want to know, what about life is not fair, Georgia?
Ooh. I don't know. There's an expression, fair only happens in Iowa in the summer.
Nice.
Oh, that's really my comment on fairness. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Monique?
Toe cleavage. I have a problem.
You have a problem with toe cleavage?
I do.
Now, some people are attracted to toe cleavage, like, especially. Do you know that?
I am aware.
You've been in that situation.
I learned it the hard way.
Right.
Yeah.
See, life is not fair, is it? Our next game is called That's Not Fair, because history is filled with horrible snubs, cons, cheats, and other assorted injustices. So in this game, we'll be asking you about some of the wretched souls who didn't deserve the hand fate dealt them. So ring in when you know the answer. I know, it's a bit of a sad game. For example, Elizabeth Maggie felt that private property was unfair. So in 1904, she created a little board game called The Landlord's Game to illustrate how property owners were gouging money from their tenants. Well, guess what? 30 years later, Parker Brothers released a brand new board game that strangely resembled Maggie's game. They paid her eventually $500 for her patent, no royalties, and hush-hushed her contributions to what classic board game?
Monopoly.
Interesting thing to do in a game called That's Not Fair.
Georgia rung in and Monique answered. So
that's
I don't
sort of embodied the theme. I can't say that I didn't appreciate that on some level. I know, is that a terrible story? Poor Elizabeth Maggie had to live on Baltic Avenue in a little tiny plastic greenhouse.
It's the worst avenue.
It's the worst avenue.
Of all the avenues, that's the worst one to live on. Despite being one of the most renowned artists of all time, this man sold only one painting during his lifetime. It was called The Red Vineyard, bought for 400 francs in 1890. He would pass away just a few months later at the age of 37. Who was this tortured master? Georgia.
Van Gogh.
That's right.
In what some critics feel was the worst decision in Oscar history, and that is saying something, the film Goodfellas did not win the 1990 Academy Award for Best Picture, nor did Martin Scorsese win Best Director. What film and what director won instead? Monique.
Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner.
You are correct.
Yes. Very nice.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day, 1876... two inventors filed patents for the same piece of technology within hours of each other. One of them was Elisha Gray, who did not receive the patent. What famous inventor beat Gray, got the patent, and launched a communications empire? Georgia.
Thomas Edison?
No, I'm sorry. Monique, do you have a guess?
Alexander Graham Bell?
You got it.
Yes.
Unfair. That is unfair, right? Yeah, he also got the primo phone number, 1. Yeah. This musician has won 20 Grammy Awards, and he's still selling out concerts in his 60s. Yet after 4 decades of trying, this artist has never had a number one single on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart. His biggest song, 1984's Dancing in the Dark, only hit number 2. Who is this seemingly ageless rocker? Monique.
Bruce Springsteen.
Exactly.
Bruce.
Boss man.
The boss.
Boss.
I know.
Yeah.
Successful.
It's shocking.
Famous. Critically acclaimed. Not a number one hit. He'll just have to deal with that failure.
That poor guy.
I know.
Oh, my
gosh. What a tough life.
Can you imagine how hard it must be to be Bruce Springsteen? Terrible life.
How does he do it?
I don't
know. How does he do it?
In 1971, Portland State University student Carolyn Davidson got a gig from her accounting professor, Phil Knight. She was paid just $35 to design a logo for Knight's new sportswear company. It's now one of the most iconic logos in the world. What is it? Monique.
The swoosh for Nike.
The swoosh, the Nike swoosh, that's right.
Yeah. I really hope no one got paid to create that word, swoosh.
Swoosh. Swoosh. There's a happy ending, actually.
There
in 83, Carolyn was given 500 shares of Nike stock as a thank you gift, which is now estimated to be worth over $600,000.
That's not enough. Yeah, it's nothing. Everyone's like, who cares?
You're going to sneeze at $600,000?
Like in Nike money, though, that's like 6 cents, right?
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Not fair.
Not fair.
Not fair.
All right, this is your last question. In the late 1960s, a professor at a Catholic women's college in New Orleans fell into depression after his novel was rejected by publisher after publisher. Sadly, he never recovered, and he committed suicide at the age of 31. But thanks to his mother's efforts, his book eventually got published, and he won a posthumous Pulitzer Prize. Who is this author, and what was the title of the very funny book? Georgia.
It's Confederacy of Dunces.
Yes.
And it's... Kennedy is his last name? I don't know his first name.
We're going to give it to Georgia. Georgia, that was fine. It's John Kennedy Toole, and A Confederacy of Dunces was the...
That's right.
...was the answer, yes. In a very fair game, Monique won. Way to go, Monique.
Congratulations, Monique. You'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.